I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Do you remember the guy I had in the studio earlier this week? Brandon Strzok. I had Brandon Strzok. He's founder of the Walk Away Movement. And the Walk Away Movement initially was about walking away from liberalism and media manipulation and political correctness. Initially, he didn't tell you to walk to a particular party. Now he's saying to walk to the drumbeat of Trump. He says he's a hardcore Trump supporter now. He said that on the program. He even said that if you're walking away from Trump, he would have to vet you in order to join the walkaway movement. So, they had a panel discussion. I couldn't make the panel discussion. I was pulling triple duty at CBS 46 News. But in the studio, and a lot of listeners did go, and thank you for showing up. In the studio, I have YG Nightstorm, second vice chair of GOP Forsyth County, an advocate for God and country. You can find him at nightstorm.com. How are you, sir?
Good morning, brother. Good morning. And I know we missed you in that night because I know you had to work.
I had
to
work.
You had to take care of business and you had to work. And I was looking forward to having the conversation, but God is so good. I'm actually sitting in front of you right now. Are we able to chit-chat right now to introduce them to my son and everything?
Go ahead and introduce your son, brother.
Go ahead. Now I got nine children, and Teray
that
is...
That brother got nine children, y'all.
And he is my youngest son. So go ahead, son. Go on and tell Atlanta who you are, brother. Come on, son.
What's up, Atlanta? This is your boy, Teray George. I am YG's son. Now, I don't share the same political views, so let me just put that out there. We agree on a lot, but we don't agree on everything. But, I'm an entrepreneur, businessman, an activist, so I'm just happy to be here.
He handles his business.
That's good.
That's
all we can ask people to do.
Very proud of him.
Okay. Let's talk about the walkaway movement.
Yes, sir.
You are a member of the walkaway movement.
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. And what exactly are you walking away from?
Well, I'll tell you. Being a black conservative, you get a whole lot of hate, okay? But I tell you this. I love my country, I love God, and I love people. And I know a lot of times I get called sellout, Uncle Tom, coon, tap dancer, whatever. I don't care. I don't pay attention to what people say. But what I walked away from is I'm very pro-life. And like I said, I'm introducing my son, even though we got different political views. Two of my children were aborted in 1999, his younger brothers, Harold and Hank. And they got aborted because I was dating a young lady, and me and his mom had just gotten divorced. And I was dating this young lady, and I loved her very much. But because we had an argument, and her friends, who unfortunately were dating brothers who honestly didn't care about them, they didn't care about their kids, and they was trapped in this mentality that all men ain't worth nothing. And if you want to get back at him, girl, kill his kids. And unfortunately, she killed my kids. And I said, well, why would you do that? And she said, because I wanted to hurt you, and it's my body, and I could do whatever the hell I want to do. And if I want to kill your kids, I'm going to kill your kids. I don't want to be in this relationship with you anymore. And she walked away from me.
Wow.
And that's deep. And I know that's a sensitive topic, but we can be mad and angry about a lot of things. But the crazy thing is, many, many years later, because she knows I preach around the country, and she came to me and she said, YG, I want to ask you something. I want to tell you, I want to say I'm sorry for what I did. And now I'm an advocate for helping women not have abortions because I can't have kids anymore. But now I want to help people. How can I help? And I said, there we go.
YG, that's a great story. And I'm sure personally connect with a lot of people listening.
Right? Yes, sir.
That's a great story. Let's talk about policy.
Yes, sir.
Once we're in the political conversation, the political narrative must be a policy conversation and not simply a story.
Absolutely.
Okay, because we're dealing with statistical evidence, right?
All right.
So you say you're pro-life.
Yes, I am.
I tell you, face-to-face,
mm-hmm.
I'm pro-life also.
Beautiful.
So let me help you understand what that means. When you say you're pro-life, typically conservatives mean they are anti-abortion. That's what they typically mean. I'm pro-life all the way around. I'm anti-war. I'm anti-death penalty. And I'm pro additional money for foster care because I was a foster kid myself. Republicans are pro-war, pro-death penalty, and pro-cutting foster programs. How can they still say they are pro-life when they are pro-death at the same time?
Well, I completely disagree with that. And I'm going to tell you why. And I appreciate the fact that you came through the foster program. Okay, I was also, let me tell you again.
But we're talking about policy, on policy.
On policy, and then we're finna talk about policy. I am a strong proponent of the First Step Act that Trump pulled, okay? And a lot of people are coming out of jail because I work with young men. Hold on, let me finish. We're talking about policy.
Hold on, brother. Now, you about to make the same mistake that brother
I'm
made.
Not making a mistake. You be talking about policy, and you be talking about what I'm doing.
Hold on, brother.
Yes.
I was about to interrupt you because look at that clock right there behind you.
Okay.
That clock says 12:31.
Okay.
We go to break at 12:30.
Okay.
I allowed you to talk over the break.
Okay, which
because,
I appreciate.
Because I wanted you to at least get to a closing point.
Okay.
But as the host of the program.
Yes, sir.
You cannot interrupt me. I just need you to understand that. There's a rule here.
Okay.
That I'm the guy that creates the fluidity of the show.
Well,
right. I know exactly when the markers are. I know when the commercial breaks happen.
Uh-huh.
And I know when I need to get us to a point or a point of closing.
Fully understand
all right,
that, brother.
That's all, brother.
Fully understand.
All right, we'll come back to the other side of the break, and we'll make sure you finish your thought, okay?
Beautiful.
News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. What's happening? Welcome back. Still in the studio, I have YG Nightstorm in the building. And we're talking about the policy of pro-life, and obviously we're going to get into a few other items as well. But you are a pro-life guy.
Yes, sir.
All right, you believe in the sanctity of life, and that's great and that's fine.
Yes, sir.
Pro-life as a policy. Let's break down what pro-life as a policy means. That means you are pro what? Because you're anti-abortion, does that automatically make you pro-life?
Well, I see it to you like this, man. When I say pro-life, that means I love children. I love my kids. I love your kids.
Okay.
I love everybody's
children. Are you pro-death penalty?
No, sir. I am not pro-death
You're
penalty.
You're anti-death penalty.
That's right, I am.
Are you pro-war?
No, sir, I'm not.
You're anti-war.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so let's look at the statistics.
Okay, but can I also continue with what we were talking off the air.
Go ahead.
But can I get into what I was talking about? Because if we're talking about policy and the things that are affecting our community, you shared a beautiful story of your triumph of, you know, finding God in jail, and you
right.
were able to come through that.
Right.
Okay, and I'm also a strong proponent of God because I found God when I was living on the streets of Atlanta, sleeping outside and eating out of the garbage cans in front of this building in 1992. So I understand from walking from Five Point Station all the way
up
to
Bucket.
I get that, but let's talk about the policy.
Yes.
The policy. When I talk about folks getting out of prison, I have a fathering program of people getting out of prison under that Trump First Step Act. And the reason why is because we need to be able to get our brothers and sisters out of these situations, okay, that unfortunately through the Clinton crime bill in 1994 caused a lot of people with excessive time, which have hurt families, which has destroyed families. And these are the same policies, unfortunately, that Democrats have been pushing. And also, Democrats also push everything that the Democrats have been touching, which I got love for Democrats. Trust me, I don't hate Democrats. I'm not saying Democrats are demons. But the fact every city that is ran by Democrats with these high crime rates, high fatherlessness. We don't even want to talk about
okay,
that.
So
we
let's,
don't even
no, want to address gonna talk
that.
About all
we don't
of
even
that.
Want to get now, real with what's going on.
Now, we're
going
to talk about all that. So first we're going to talk about pro-life, and then we're going to talk about urban cities.
Let's
and
do
then
it.
We're going to talk about fathers not in the household.
Let,
all right,
please
we're going to tackle
do.
Them in order. So let's talk about pro-life. So first, there's a misguided notion that Democrats oversee an increase in actual abortions. That is incorrect. So
no,
here's
no,
the
y'all
data.
Partner with Planned Parenthood.
Hold
it's
on,
huge,
brother,
man.
Brother, let me just give you the actual facts.
We can talk about it. I talk to real people every day suffering from this, man.
I don't care how many people you talk to. You can't talk to 100,000 or 1 million, and that's what the statistics are.
You'll honestly be surprised,
so
man.
Let me give you, brother, why don't you want to hear the stats, brother?
Why don't you want to hear me?
Brother, I just let you lay out what your policy was, like what your stance was. Now I'm giving you a rebuttal.
Okay, let's hear the rebuttal.
The sharpest drops in actual abortion rates in the United States of America have all happened under Democratic presidents.
I completely disagree with
that. Okay, hold on, brother.
We have 20 million dead
black babies. Brother, I don't give a damn what you disagree with.
And there you go.
I'm giving you.
Why are you cussing at me?
Let me tell you something, brother.
Why are you cussing
while
at
I'm
me?
Giving, when I say I don't give a damn, I can say I don't give a damn to whoever I choose to.
Why?
You call, you consider that a curse
you
word?
You really need to get
tougher skin.
I'm not disrespecting.
All right,
you
I'm going to lay
way.
Out the facts for the listeners because they're actually interested in them. You keep talking over them. I will simply cut your microphone. Okay? Here are the facts. Here are the facts.
You don't like people that, that disagree with you.
The sharpest drops in abortion rates in America have all happened under Democratic presidents. That is a fact. Here are the statistics to support that fact. In the U.S., man, I'm going to tell you to get the hell up out the studio. You keep interrupting me, brother, because there are listeners who want to hear the facts. You want to come here with hyperbole. You want to come here with nostalgia.
I'm not coming with nostalgia. I'm trying to talk.
All right. The U.S. has one of the most divisive partisan issues as it relates to abortion. However, under Ronald Reagan, from 1981 to 1989, abortion rates hovered 24 to 23 per every 1,000 women between the ages of 15 to 44, ending at 24 in 1989. Under George W. Bush, abortion rates fell from 24 to 23 per every 1,000 women. However, under Bill Clinton, 1993 to 2001, abortion rates fell 23 to 16 per every 1,000 women. Under George W. Bush, abortion rates hovered at about 16 for every 1,000 women and basically stayed the exact same. Under Barack Obama, abortion rates fell from 15 per every 1,000 women to 12 for every 1,000 women. In other words, the sharpest declines of abortions happened under all Democratic presidents. That is a fact based on the government's actual statistical data because they track abortions throughout the country. That's the government's facts. That is a policy directive from Democratic presidents. Now, brother, I don't know why you kept interrupting me to simply lay out the government's facts. And you can find that at QZ.com to simply lay out the government's facts.
Mm-hmm.
But why are you afraid of me laying out those facts, brother?
I am not afraid of facts.
But why did you continue to interrupt while I'm giving the factual rebuttal to what you put out as pro-life?
Because we got 20 million dead babies, period. 20 million. That's a big number.
That is a
million,
huge number.
20 million. And
that is a huge number.
Now, let me talk.
But what I just said, stats I just gave you
understood.
Would suggest that if you're actually pro-life and you want to see a decrease in abortions, that you should vote for a Democratic president.
I do not agree with that.
They're the only ones giving you an actual decrease.
It's Democrats who are honoring and saying we need to kill children up to 9 months. Nine months.
No, okay. sir. No,
yes,
sir. That's untrue. Once
again,
Hold on, brother.
You can look it up for yourself.
Okay. I don't agree with the far-out Democrats who have said that malarkey.
Okay, now I agree with that.
Because at 9 months, that child can actually freaking live.
That's right.
Okay? Now, Republicans, if I told you that Republicans want to see women who are raped still have those children and have no legal right to have an abortion. If I told you Republicans want to see that, what would your response be?
And I will say this. I completely understand because I go into rape shelters and I counsel women who were raped because I, too, was raped as a child. I understand that completely.
But do you agree with the policy, brother?
Hold on. And you're not going to say that just Republicans say
that. If I said Republicans are for women who are raped.
But it's not factual.
It is factual.
That is not factual.
Sir, the Alabama state legislature passed the law that even in instances of rape, The woman cannot seek an abortion in the state of Alabama. And if she does, she gets 99 years in prison and the damn rapist gets 5.
Well, I would
that is
this.
A Republican policy right now in Alabama.
And I will tell you this. I am a strong proponent of pro-life. And the reason why I believe that every child should have
Are you against those Republicans
born.
That passed that dumbass bill in
no,
Alabama?
I'm talking to you, man.
Are you
to
against
man.
Those Republicans that passed that dumbass bill?
Are you against the Democrats who keep on pushing that, for the death
it.
Of children?
That's it.
Are you against them? Are you against them? Because this is right, real
go ahead,
lives.
Go ahead
These
and
are
get.
Real lives here. Of
you're
our
not
people
treating them like you're treating them, this like a political
48%
like a political
of black people
point.
Have been aborted by Planned Parenthood. That is almost 50%
okay,
of our
just,
current population
did
right now.
Did you just say 48% of all abortions have
no,
happened?
I did not. I said 48% of all the black people that are living mm-hmm, right mm-hmm, now. Mm-hmm. Okay, 20 million is 48% of all the black people okay. living right now have been killed by Planned Parenthood. Now,
that's
if we a, say,
give,
no,
give, give
on,
me
let
the source.
Me finish. Let
give
me
the,
finish.
No, sir.
Let
I'm
me finish.
Going to opine.
If we say that
where's
black lives
source?
Matter.
Where's
if
your
we
source?
Say that
where's
black
the source for your
matter?
Data? I'm giving you the source for my data. Where's the source for your data?
Bruh.
You don't have
you.
It.
Yes, I do.
Tell me. You got a phone right in front of you. Where's the source for your data? I give you source. I give you research. I give you facts from government sites, QZ.com. I'm giving it to you. The fact
it's
that you cannot
seen.
That you cannot
okay,
rebuttal.
Let me finish.
Hold on,
no, no,
hold
let
on.
Me finish. You
hold
had
on.
You had time to
hold
talk.
On, brother.
They
the
had
fact
time to talk.
That you cannot rebuttal that only under Democratic presidents have you seen the sharpest decline of actual abortion rates.
I have
rates.
Seen it, brother.
Huh?
I have seen it. Look.
Oh, the Democrats. Sharpest decline happened all under Democratic presidents. And President
it seems
Obama
like Democrats don't
decline.
Seem that babies are being killed. It seems like Democrats
That's
don't.
Just, come on, back to a talking point. Now, do you believe that women have the right to choose to abort a fetus if they are raped?
Brother, this is what, That's and we're going to have a real.
This is a policy question because Alabama State Legislature says the Republicans only, no Democrat voted for that bill. The Republicans in Alabama say, according to policy, that women who are raped
mm-hmm.
should not have the legal right to seek to abort the fetus of the criminal that raped them.
And
do you agree with that or disagree?
I will say this. I think that rape is awful. As someone who experienced rape at 11 years old, it is awful. It almost broke me. It almost destroyed me.
So you should
and
empathize
I understand,
and sympathize with
but
women.
I also understand about I'm a father, and I love my children.
Are you saying that the rape
let me,
victim?
Let me finish, man. Let me finish,
brother.
My
you're not answering the question.
I am answering you.
Either you agree
you.
With
I'm
the policy
you right now.
I'm not saying do you personally agree. I'm asking based on a policy. Do you agree with the Alabama State Legislature policy?
I do not agree with a woman. And this is, I'm pro-life, and I know I differ from other pro-life people some on this, but I don't agree if a woman's life is in danger or if she has been brutally, brutally raped. I don't agree with that.
Okay, so you stand against Republicans on
no,
that?
No, I don't. No, I stand against that, but I stand
But you
with
do stand
Republicans.
Against the Republicans passed it, brother. Let me tell you something. I stand against Democrats. I stand against Democrats that are pro death penalty. I stand against Democrats that are anti-criminal justice reform. I stand against racist Democrats because we damn sure have them.
We got racism everywhere.
Yeah, we got
sad.
Racist Republicans.
It's sad.
We got them all.
It's sad.
All right, brother. I know we got kind of off the tangent. I'm going to let you finish. Your thought and talk about some of the things we do have in common. But just to remind people that under Democratic presidents, at the heart of the question is always economic growth. And while economic growth alone is not the only deciding factor in who you vote for, this is quite telling. Indicators between Republican and Democratic presidents. Democratic presidents average 4.35% of GDP growth compared to only 2.54% under Republicans. Democrats also provide over a lower unemployment rate, higher stock market returns, higher corporate profits, higher compensation growth, and higher productivity. These results remain even after various controls are applied through what's called democratic regulation. Black people tend to be more employed and better employed under Democratic presidents than under Republican presidents. And that data is back from 1998 all the way until the current year. And you can find all of that information at Salon.com. Salon.com and the news and politics. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, one thing that we do have in common, we both believe, I honestly believe, I think you love America. I think you do.
I love some parts of it.
Okay.
For
well,
sure.
I do. Okay, but one thing
but
I will say.
But you can't love it all, bro.
Hold on, let me finish. But one thing I can say, and you talk about all the Democrat policies and everything. Well, I honestly see it like this. Since LBJ, so-called great society,
mm-hmm.
our black culture has been destroyed. Now, in the 60s, the solidity of the black family was at 73%. Right now, our single mother rate is 73% and plus. Unfortunately, because of the policies, because that we have removed the fathers out of the household.
What policy
Hold on, let me
removed,
finish. Let
brother,
me finish.
Brother,
let me I'm going to tell
just
you.
What policy?
Because,
when you say policies,
the welfare,
be specific.
The welfare policies.
Okay.
Okay. The welfare policies who also tell women you have to remove the father out of the house in order to sometimes qualify for more benefits.
Which
let me
was,
finish.
Okay.
Let
which,
me finish talking.
Brother,
let me please, brother, let me
hold
finish
on, man.
My point.
Brother, this is called a conversation. I know you have a talking
I know.
Point. Be okay with challenge. Be okay with
it
challenge.
It seems like you're not okay with challenge.
When you say the Democrats did this, Ronald Reagan
yes,
is the
do.
One. Ronald Reagan, a Republican, is the one that expanded the welfare program that included the caveat of women getting extra money if the father was not in the household. That was a Republican, sir, not a Democrat who did that.
I completely disagree with anything.
How the hell
saying.
We disagreeing on facts?
It's not facts, man. Let me tell you, Let me finish.
Go
let
ahead.
Me finish my point. We have seen the decline of our families. And if you are happy, honestly, and I tell people anytime, if you are happy with what has happened, if you are happy with your circumstances, if you are happy with your situations, then that's fine. But what I want to do, I want to make sure we're able to push past any of this stuff and get our fathers back into the households, because that's important. Because like I said, I've raised 9.
Okay, do you think, okay, that's fine. I appreciate you. I thank you for coming on the show.
You're not even going to let me finish my point.
Brother, we're at the end of the show.
All right, well, how about this? What I want to say to you and your listeners, regardless of the difference on our opinions and the difference of our policies, I want to say God bless you, brother.
God bless you,
and
too,
I want to say God bless you to your listeners. And there's so much more that we have in common that can help build this city and that can help build our country by coming together and not shunning our relatives because of a difference of political opinion.
I agree with that. You never should fall out with people you love because of politics, because of work, anything. You don't fall out with people because of, not even religion. I don't fall out with people over religion, okay? I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, man. I'm so proud of the work that you're doing on your show, even though we disagree on some things.
We're going to bring you back so we can talk, like, an expanded conversation.
We need it, man.
Okay?
We need it.
All right. Thank
we
you, brother. I appreciate you coming here.
Yes, sir.
All
God
right.
bless.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.